Good morning. We continue with Maseches Kalayim. We are up to Mishnah He in the ninth parak. The Mishnah starts as follows: Meichri Kesus, Meichri Kedarkon Bovad Shlo Yiskavnu B'chama Pnei Achama B'ksham Pnei Achsham. This is a very famous Mishnah, actually. And this Mishnah is one of the Mishnahs which discuss when a person does something which is in violation of a halacha, but his kavana is not for the sake of what normal things would be to do. For example, person's wearing clothing, normally he wears his clothing for some form of protection. Either he wants to protect him from the rain, he wants to protect him from the sun, he wants to be dressed, he wants it to be warm. Whatever he's doing, he's wearing a hat for some reason. He has a reason why he wears that pair of clothing. But in this case, the only reason why he's wearing it is because he wants to show people how the clothing fits. He's selling it. Again, it wasn't in the days where they had department stores. He'd go around peddling his wares. He wants to show people how it fits, how it looks when he wears it, so he's just wearing it to display it. So the Mishnah says, it's mutar for him to wear it, as long as he does not intend to benefit, to protect himself from the elements. Now the Mishnah does follow, at the end, v'atznuam afshilim b'makel, that those who are more concerned, snuam, they went a little bit above the letter of the law, they would have some type of pole that they would wear on the back, and they would suspend the clothing on that, so it would look like they were wearing it, so it would give the appearance of what it looked like, but they weren't actually having it rest on their shoulders. Now, we mentioned earlier that there was a Mishnah that said that a person should not even wear shatnez, even if it's on top of 10 pairs of clothing. And the reason is, because ultimately he's wearing it. And this Mishnah says that if a person doesn't have kavanah to wear it for the sake of wearing it, it's not a problem. So it seems that there is a machlekes, a dispute between these two mishnayos, what the halach is when a person wears shatnez without kavanah benefiting from those clothing. The sixth Mishnah Vav, continues along the same theme, Teifrei Kesus, Teifrei Kedarkin, someone who's sewing. So the halacha is, you're allowed to sew shatnez, you're just not allowed to wear it. So someone sewing something which is shatnez, normally the way you sew is you sit down, and you put the item that you're sewing on your lap, and you work with it, you mend it. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to sew normally. Again, the same thing. Don't use it to protect yourself from the elements. Batznuim. Again, those who are more careful with the halacha, Taifim Ba'aretz, they would sit down on the floor, and they would put the clothing on the floor, leave it like this, they weren't covered by the clothing, and obviously if you're sitting on a chair, you can't put it on a floor, you would have to put it on the table. We'll do one more Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin, Habirsin, V'habardisin, V'hadal matikyon, Uminala sapinon. So these are all different types of wool. There was wool that came from, they were named after the places where they were from. Some were thicker, some were thinner, and ultimately, what the Mishnah is saying over here is that we are nervous. It's very likely that people actually added some pishtan into this. So the Mishnah says, "Lo yulbash bahenat sheyivdok." Don't wear these types of wools until you check them, because it was normal that they would add linen into that material. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, "Haboy mechayf hayam." Those that come from the Chayf Hayam, from the Mediterranean Sea, the beaches of the Mediterranean Sea, apparently there was a lot of manufacturers there, Medina Sayam, and from cities beyond the Mediterranean Sea, ain't shechem b'dika. You don't have to do b'dika. Why? Because it was normal that they used kanbus in their material. They didn't use pishtun. Now the Rav, the Bartanur, explains that was only in those days that they didn't really have that much pishtun. But now, in his time at least, when he was speaking, he was saying that linen is very common, and since it's very commonly found, person should indeed check before he wears it. And that is where we get our makar to check our clothing, because both linen and wool are very common in these manufacturing places, these textile factories, and therefore I don't want to make any statements about checking for shatnez, but in a case where it is normal to believe that they mix two types of materials together, one should check it before wearing it. And the Mishnah says the reason now this is some type of high top shoe that they wore. It was made out of leather, but it was lined inside with either wool or some other type of material. The Mishnah says there's no problem of klayim. Why exactly is not clear. The Rambam explains it's because there's no real benefit from it. The skin of the foot is very hard, and it doesn't really benefit the foot. But ultimately, the way that the Rav explains it, the Bartanura explains it, is we're just not worried that they added pishtan linen into this. We'll stop here at Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy the weather.